Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Next today is Marilyn Wang from Manulife. Now, we've got an amazing guest in you, Marilyn. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, a little birdie told me that you've got this amazing Indian influence. And of course, that is where I'm from, deep down south Tamil Nadu, which is where we say Vanakkam. But of course, that now translates to other places in the world like Malaysia, Singapore as well.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty about being a Malaysian and a Singaporean, or, you know, even across. You're from Dubai, so we get a lot of cultural influences. It's amazing if we get to immerse ourselves in those culture. So one of the things that I'm very lucky. So you're right. I have from a very young age, so I got this exposure on Tamil movies, Tamil songs.
Wow.
That I'm just being really lucky because I had a really, really lovely, sweet nanny. We call her Amma because she's like mom, right? So all of us at home, so both my siblings, all my siblings, we call her Amma. And then we call mom, mummy. I'm married to Malayali.
Oh, wow.
it's a transition of language.
And you have covered most of South India there right now with both Kerala in Malayalam and Tamil Nadu and Tamil. That is a beautiful down south experience of India as well.
Yeah, I actually, what I'm really missing now, I think last week I was just telling some of my Malaysian friends and colleagues, you know what I miss? I miss banana leaf rice.
Oh.
Soaked with gravy. Crab curry or fish curry, yeah. So yeah, it's one of those things. You get exposed to all these beautiful flavors, yeah. Cuisines, language, cultures, and when you get away from them, and you start to say, oh, you know, you miss them.
I miss that. Yes. For those of you watching, banana leaf curry rice is steamed white rice with any kind of curry. You could have a chicken curry, you could have a beef curry, you could have even a vegetable curry. They're nicely packed into this nice little gift-like wrap, and they're left to steam in that lovely. In the lovely juices of the curry. And once you open it up, it's this blast of aroma, of smells, of yes. Sorry, my mouth is watering and this is early morning to me, so.
I hope you've had lunch already. Otherwise, you'll be caught in, like, oh, where can I get all this curry? Yeah.
The loveliness of virtual environments these days, and of course we be able to do this, is the fact that you're in lovely Vietnam right now, which is past afternoon time, and I've basically woken up 2 hours ago, so I've had my coffee, I've had my tea, but not yet breakfast.
Okay, so you could have a nice banana leaf brunch.
I'm thinking of that exactly right now. Hey, Marilyn, what is the picture you've shared with us? This is this lovely group picture, I think, of you and the team at Manulife.
Oh, okay. I see that you trolled me.
We have an amazing research team.
Well, it was actually it's the brainchild of our group, our global CEO, actually, Roy Gori.
Wow.
It's one of our, so in Manulife, we have our six values. And one of the values is share your humanity. So
yes.
Towards end of, towards December, I think it was during, you know, it was the festive season, it was holidays, and Roy just sent a message and said that, to you know, what we're going to do is end of in your January salary, we are going to be depositing X amount of Canadian dollars across all Manulife companies around the world. And we call this the act of kindness. So with this amount of money, as an individual or collectively as a team or collectively as a community within the organization, feel free to go out and perform an act of kindness. So if you do have other Manulife friends on LinkedIn or Facebook, you would see sometime in December, January, there's a lot of activities, hashtag act of kindness. So what you saw, the group photos, was a charity home that we went to, orphanage that we went to with our executive community, leaders, as well as our Global Women Association team, as well as employee engagement team. So we identified an orphanage in Ho Chi Minh City. And we spent the morning there with the children.
God bless. Very, very nicely done. And did you say Richard Curry?
Roy Gorey.
Roy Gorey, my fault. Yes. Hats off to Roy Gorey. I love any person who can share humanity and human values with, you know, those who are in need of our love, care, attention, security, protection, so on and so forth. And inside of, we are very much the same. We do support the group called CARE, care.org. It's a global organization for at-risk children and women. So a lot of their work goes around education, around helping these kids get their vaccinations on time, have access to abilities to upskill themselves if they're interested in being an entrepreneur or getting a job. So, you know, again, I'm grateful that you've shared that story with us.
I think it's what I think all of us, despite the difficult time, right, in different parts of the country, just happens in different, has got different context and situation. Despite, as Manulifers, or even similar to you, in, you know, inside of, though, through those difficult times, right, there are a lot of things that we can be thankful for, right? We still have our jobs, you know, we still have work to go to, our family's fine. But I think it's a little things that I think it's, we should just express that and share it out with the community. Yeah.
Yeah, so true, so true. Hey, I've gotten to know you. I've loved the opportunity to get to know you as well, Marilyn, since we had Uplift last year. And you know, it's just great to be connected. But what is that thing that gets you out of bed every morning? What's your ikigai?
Well, I think it has changed a little. So what's my ikigai is, it's the same philosophy, but it's just what can I add value to today? It can be anything, you know, what can I add value to? And it's, a lot of it's got to do with what can I give? What can I give today, right? What can I extend today? The old age is what goes around comes around, without expecting anything to come around. But I have to say, I'm blessed in every way, from little things to my career everything. I have to say, relationships, career. So it's about, you know, waking up, whether it's work, career, friendship, colleagues, teams. Yeah. It's what can I give today?
Awesome. speaking of giving as well, because, you know, a life is always connected around the give and take, or the ability to be able to recognize when something is to be given or to be taken or to be accepted or received. What movie best signifies or symbolifies that part of your life? If you were to play a character in a movie, what would that character be?
I've just recently watched Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, wow.
That's
an awesome movie.
That's one. And the other one was, it's got to do with Pay it forward, yes. I don't know.
Awesome.
I think it's just the Christmas time. It's Ted. Yeah, so it's the last couple of weeks going back to all of these old movies. I'm not going to mention the Valentine movies. But yeah, it's one of those peer. So yeah, as this is the philosophy, you can't just always give. There are times that you will have to receive. Yeah, I would not say take, but it's more when someone offers, you receive, right? And when receiving with grace, you also appreciate the person that's giving it. So yeah, I think those are the they call it feel good movies. For me, it's a movie to remind myself that it's not fiction. You can, one can actually practice that and still be real and be human.
True, true, very true. And you don't need to be a superhero to do that.
Everyone is a superhero. I just had this conversation with my team. I was like going, what's your hero? So that's the question I will always ask. What's your hero? What who are you? What's your special power? Everyone has their own special power, right? So if you watch The Legends, if you watch, so sorry, I'm geeky that way.
I like that you touched the
The
legends.
you watch The Legends, you watch the Avengers, you watch what else? What's the other
WandaVision
two
that just came
Avengers?
out.
Sorry?
WandaVision that just came out.
WandaVision, yeah. And it's like everyone has their power. It can be super strength, super intellect. It can be even silence is a power. Calmness is a power. You bring calmness to, you walk into the room and you bring calmness. And that's a superpower, right?
It is.
Yeah. So what's your superpower? What's your hero?
Awesome. I'm going to turn that back at you. What is your superpower? I can tell you
Joy,
if you
happiness, I don't know.
I was going to say having a contagious smile and laugh. I was going to say that. I remember even the uplift session that you did with Prantik and with
Marcus, yeah.
Marcus from Income. And I remember there was this one part where you broke off into this lovely laughter. And I remember seeing both Marcus and Prantik also, joining in because you are bringing that contagious feeling into this amazing joy that you share as well.
Well, I hope to. I hope so. And yeah, I hope that's one thing. It's joy and happiness, right? So,
Awesome.
yeah.
Hey, so happy Tet, and I know you're on holiday, and thanks for taking this call while you're on holiday. But I wanted to ask this. Usually, you're not as relaxed as right now because you are running, doing a thousand different things. You're working with the team. You're getting things done. But what is that one app that gets that keeps you sane and structured? What's that one app that helps you with the hustle of things?
Yeah. Today it's Teams. So I've always separated my calendar, my personal calendar and my work calendar. And I've realized that no, consolidate everything. So I've just got one calendar, which is Teams. So my min and then when you're on Teams, your calendar is up there. You take
Awesome.
minutes over there, your recording are there. Yeah, it's Teams for today. It's my
Awesome.
superhero
I have heard a number of our guests actually saying Teams is something that they cannot live without. And this is, of course, Valentine's month. What better time of the year to be more structured than this month? Though love and friendship is something that we speak of all the time. How do you build that into your team, within your company, with your colleagues?
Okay, so I like the fact that you said it's for friendship, right?
Yes.
So it's and I always believe that love is for everyone. I think I've mentioned this to you before, where there, when there is love, nothing is too much trouble.
True.
That's a quote from Abdul Baha. So, so love is not just for your family or your loved ones, but I think love has got to do also with teams. So, you know, you find yourself a better manager where there is when you have love for your team, as how you have love for them in terms of as a sibling or a family member. So, I had two things. I think I also shared with you the once before that, you know, I started this culture within our family. Being a Chinese family, we are very conservative. So we used to say, and every conversation with "I love you." It took a while for it to,
oh, that's perfect. You
know, for mom and dad and siblings to get used to it. And now we start whenever we text or at least once a day, you'll see someone within the family member within the family chat group that says "love you" because we're all away in different parts of the around the world. So now we in the morning or in the evening, "good morning, love you, have a great day," or "good night, hope you had a great day, hope your day was productive and fruitful, love you, good night." So it's something that I hope that I'll be able to you know, share that with the team to you know, express love in their own way. Saying "I love you" to another colleague may be a bit odd. You might be taken to HR, but but I think now with especially for, you know, we've got a relatively larger population of workforce that's not working in the home country, people like yourself or myself, right? And and workplace colleagues and peers are your second family.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I hope that doing to back to your question, hopefully that, you know, this year I'll be able to share something about loving your teams and your peers. Yeah, without being asked to get to HR.
Hey, I have this personality, or at least this effect of being big brother bear. Of course, you've seen me growing my beard this year. That is the 2021 thing. But given that I've always been the oldest brother around, both at home as well as around my friends as well, it's something that naturally comes in by default. Is like, "hey, I love what you did. Thank you so much." You know, that level of love and care that you just spoke of is something I love to also share. So I don't sometimes hold myself back. I have actually told my colleague, "hey, thank you so much. You guys are amazing darlings. You know, love you for that." No one's reported me to HR yet. I hope not. I hope everyone's taking it from the brother bear perspective of it. I'm going to play this video. I love this part of the interview.
Yes, it's express love. When there's love, nothing is too much trouble.
True. So true. What was your biggest leadership challenge of last year, especially with everything, but going in now to 2021, you see the whole shift in dynamics. You see the, you know, we're going back into the offices, we're being able to travel again. So where do you see your biggest leadership challenge for this year?
Well, so before I say anything, I think you will hear my dog barking because I'm at home. So it just bear.
No worries.
Bear with my boys.
What is your dog's name again?
Kaiser and Peachy. I'm whispering. Aww. So they don't think I'm calling them. Kaiser and Peachy. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful names.
So to the question, challenge. So we've got. I think. I think this is the fourth or the fifth wave. It's happening now. For COVID in Vietnam. So even though it's currently a holiday, but we are constantly on calls because we need to ensure that, you know, the safety of our employees. Safety of our employees means safety for their family, right?
Yes.
So we are constantly on calls and to ensure that the communication, the updates, the management within our organization to ensure that there's no further spread, at least within the organization and our teams. So hopefully by towards the second half, it will be better, but I think that there's still a spillover of what happened last year to as of today. You can see Malaysia, Indonesia, things are not yet. It's escalating now. But the challenge is to ensure that, number one, you know, this is when there is additional stress. You still have to perform. Business has to still be delivered. But you can't perform and do things the same way as how we used to do before 2020. True. So to encourage, motivate, listen, love, right? Have conversations with the team. I think that is something that is not it's not easy for everybody, because when you're when you're on BAU mode pre-COVID, it's everyone coming to the office, getting to your meetings, getting work done. Thank you very much for your support and your service for the day. We go back, it's a holiday. But I think because of COVID, people, all of us, we don't really have actual work hours.
True.
Right. We spend a lot of time on meetings, Skype meetings or stream meetings or team meetings. And then, you know, that's to catch up. And then work normally happens post-work hours. That happens to a lot of people. I'm not sure. I'm sure you've heard of this from many people.
Of course.
So the work culture is different. And recently I've heard, I was listening to a talk. I can't really remember who was the speaker. I'm so sorry. But it's not about work-life balance now. It's about how do you do work-life harmony.
True.
So I'm sure if you Google work-life harmony, you'll find the speaker, because there is this blend of home and work at the same time, because
true,
the work is no longer just in the office anymore. So how do we keep that balance? How do we respect the time of our teams and our colleagues and ensure that, you know, we try and minimize home quality, no, home harmony interference of the team. Yeah. So those are the challenges for myself.
Wow. One last, as we are, you know, coming to the close of this interview, I do want to ask you one last message. It's the lunar year. Yes, happy Tet. It is Valentine's month. Great. You know, love and friendship. You are someone we started this whole conversation with, care. We started, you know, about sharing that act of kindness with others. What is your message to everyone who's watching this right now?
First thing is gratitude. Have a sense of gratitude. I think I can't say for anyone, but you know, for myself and my family, I think if we have a sense of gratitude and then we start appreciating the people, the things around, friends that we have, the food on the table. So, and then tell ourselves how lucky we are and what is it that we can do to make, not, it doesn't have to be a big community. How can we make the life of one more person better?
Starts with one step. Yeah.
Awesome. Wake up today. Thank you. What can I do? How do I pay it forward for today? Just one individual.
One step at a time. That's exactly the way we should take life. Thank you so much for that, Marilyn. And it was amazing speaking with you.